Matthew chapter 7, and today's title is called Ask. Someone say ask. Seek. Someone say seek. And knock. And my heart is when you walk out of these doors this morning that you will have a privilege, that you will understand the privilege that it is that we as believers can ask of the Lord, that we can seek the Lord while he can be found, and we can knock and the door will be opened. And so Matthew chapter 7, we're looking at verse 7. I want to give a shout out to my husband. His birthday is tomorrow. I had it in my notes. So happy birthday. I don't do those kinds. He's a little bell, but he always does it, so I make sure he turns like 48 or something like that, so hallelujah. He's a little bit older than I am. I'm joking. I'm older than he is, and so, but happy birthday. We have another birthday. Miss Francine's in the house. Happy birthday. So, yeah, is your birthday too? Everybody's birthday. Y'all all get presents at the end. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. It says, and Jesus says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who receives and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which of you, if a son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven who is good give good things to those who ask him? So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also for them, for this is all of the law and all of the prophets. So can you imagine Jesus is speaking in Matthew chapter 7 in verse 7, and the first word he said is what? Can somebody say that to me? Just we'll talk back a little bit this morning. What's the first word that you see? Ask. Now this was different. Because if you remember the Old Testament, in the Old Testament scriptures, who would do the asking? Do the priests. The person that was allowed into the Holy of Holies would do the asking, because there was appointed for a person to go into the place of God and make the asking for all of the people that were in Israel. So Jesus comes and he says, I'm going to turn the kingdom upside down. And he turns the kingdom upside down. And one of the ways that he does this, it says, now you get the privilege and you get the appointment over your life so that you can begin asking. Can you imagine the leaders and the prophets and the high priests that are listening to him as Matthew is writing down the notes? They too could enter into the throne room of God. What a privilege, Jesus says, that we have, because we get to what? Ask and seek and knock. I don't have to be a high priest. I don't have to be a prophet. I don't have to have one who fills prophecy. I don't even have to be a leader. I have the one who leads me and guides me for his name's sake. The Amplified Version, I want to look at this morning. It's going to be on your screen. When Jesus says this, the ask and the seek and the knocking, in the Amplified Version, it says it like this. And again, we're expanding on what would have been the real intention of the passage. It says, ask, amplify, and keep on asking. If you could throw up that verse, it should be on there, Matthew 7 in the Amplified. Ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. So I want you to look at this. I have an application right here just to get us started this morning. What is this word? Everybody say it out to me. See if you can't see it. It says ask. I'm going to try to get it up a little bit more. Now, whenever we look at the Amplified Version, when we're seeing the heart of the message, because sometimes we'll ask one time. Anybody ever ask one time? You talk to Jesus one time and you're done with your day. Some people will ask him to bless the food. Some people will ask him to protect them on their travels. But the heart of the message is that we wouldn't just ask, that we would ask and, somebody say, keep on asking. See, the heart of God this morning is for his children, that's you and I, that his children would not just make one ask, but that simply we would say, we are going to ask, but we are going to also keep on asking. That's different. That's a different mindset. When we come up into the house of the Lord and we make our requests known to God, we can do that, but I want you to do it Sunday evening, and I want you to wake up Monday morning, and I want you to start throwing those requests at the foot of Jesus. You ever do that? Well, you're sort of just thinking through your day, and you could be thinking about something. I don't know. I know women think differently than men. Men think in boxes, and women, we think like spaghetti noodles. And so, but whatever we think like, we could still, in that process of thinking, we could be asking and keep on asking. So when we look at it in the next part, we would seek, and then somebody say, keep on what? Seeking. And I'm going to come back to this in a little bit. We're going to keep on seeking, and then we're going to knock. But not only are we going to knock, we're going to do what? We're going to keep on knocking. And then he says what? And the door will be, somebody say, open. Now we're going to talk about an open door over our lives. So this is good news, right? How many people are excited that you get to ask God this morning? Or you get to seek God? Or you get to knock God? Now, this is where it comes a little bit confusing. Because now we think, because I get to ask God, or I get to seek and keep on seeking, or I get to knock and keep on knocking, I can ask him for anything in the world. And this is where we think of Jesus like a genie. You ever watched Aladdin? I think we have a picture of it. And so, you know, there's a genie, and you get three wishes. And you can wish for whatever you want, just make sure the three wishes are right. And we sort of approach God in this manner of like, well, you said ask and keep on asking and knock and keep on knocking and seek on seeking. So clearly, genie, I'm going to ask for money and I'm going to ask for cars. Can I get an amen for all of us that like new cars? I'm going to ask for good health. I'm going to ask for fortune, all the young people. I want to be TikTok famous. And so we have, we have these wishes that we have, and we approach the Lord and say, okay, well, since you said it, since God, you're my father, and you said I can ask and keep on asking and knock and keep on knocking and seek and keep on seeking, then that's what we do. We ask, we treat the Lord like a genie. Now, here's the problem. When we read the Word of God, and that verse says that, clearly it says that, you also have to take in the totality of the Bible. You can't just take one little verse that you really like. I can do all things through Christ and strengthens me. Hallelujah. I'm going to win the game. The Pelicans are going to win this year. Hallelujah. You can't take just that verse and put it into your life and just sort of walk around and claim it and say, well, I name it and I claim it. Hallelujah. I'm asking. I'm knocking, seeking. Because we have to take all of the Word of God and say, okay, with that scripture, what are the other scriptures that ask or correlate to the same thing? Asking. There's some guidelines, if you would, to ask and keep on asking. There are some rules to knock and keep on knocking and seek and keep on seeking. There is a condition to the ask. In John 14, verse 14, it says, you may ask me for anything in my name. Somebody say, in my name. So there's a condition. That's why everybody likes to pray in the name of Jesus, right? We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus over you. I'm claiming Jesus over the lottery ticket. Amen. I've got that $1 billion, and somebody will come and swoop it up from Los Angeles. And so you're claiming the name of Jesus over these things. And again, we go back to the magic genie, and we say, okay, so if it's in the name of Jesus, and I ask and keep on asking, knock and keep on knocking, seek and keep on seeking, the door will be open. I've said the name of Jesus. There's a condition. But there's some more conditions to this verse. Jesus does say, pray in my name, ask me. He instructs us to ask him in his name. But then in 1 John 5:14, it says, if we ask anything according to his will. Somebody say his will. He hears us. So this changes the game. Because he's not a genie, and Jesus doesn't always answer our prayers, hallelujah, for unanswered prayers, because we ask things that now I'm like, wow, should have never prayed it. Here is the condition. If we ask in his name according to his will. So you ask and keep on asking in his name according to his will. You seek and you keep on seeking in his name, but according to his will. You knock and you keep on knocking in his name, but according to his will. So there changes my prayers, because my will is not his will. Isaiah says that my mind is not his mind. My thoughts are not his thoughts. My ways are definitely not his ways. What I need to pray: God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's pastor's message next week, so I'm not going to take it from him. So the promise is ask, seek, knock, according to his will and in his name. Now, this is good news for us this morning, because, of course, we always want what we need. If we're not in God's will, then we really shouldn't want it anyhow. God knows what is good for you. He knows what's good for us, and he's loving, and he says no to our selfish and foolish prayers. And no matter how much we want what we're asking for, according, God says the greater prayer is to ask in my name and according to my will. Now go back in that scripture. I want you to look at Matthew chapter 7. Go back to verse 7, and it says ask. Somebody say ask. And it shall be given to you. Now, again, we're asking in his name and according to his will. And this is to be understood as a prayer. You know what I ask all the time? Lord, give me wisdom. That's his will. And James 1, it says this, that if any of you ask of wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given out to you. So I always tell my kids, you need to ask Jesus for wisdom in that situation. Why? That's a prayer God will answer. You ask and you keep on asking for wisdom. You knock and keep on knocking. You start asking for grace. You start asking for mercy. You start sitting at the feet of Jesus and say, God, I need guidance. I need direction. In Mark 11, in verse 24, it says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask, in prayer, somebody say prayer, believe that you have received it and you will be yours in his name and according to his will. Matthew 21 and 22, it says, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. In James 4, verse 3, it says, you ask and do not receive because you ask what? Wrongly, to spend it on your own passion. So again, we see we have to ask according to my will. In John 14, in verse 13 through 14, it says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be what? Glorified. So our prayers when we ask, God, I want you to be glorified. God, I want your ways and not my ways. Excuse me. If you ask anything in his name, he will do it. Look at the next part of the verse. Go to back. Excuse me. Matthew chapter 7. I lost my voice. I have some water. I think I had some water by my thing. Matthew chapter 7. It says this, ask and it will be given to you. Somebody say seek. Seek and you will what? Find. Now, I love this, the verse, seek and you will find. This past week, we have been working at the church, and I just had to write some grants and some things for our programs, and so my kids have been here all week. They have been here all week, and they're not super excited about that. Mom, we have to go to work again today. Yes, you have to go to work, and you're coming with me, and so their little thing that they've been doing all week is they will take the lights out in the sanctuary. They will take the lights out. Thank you. And they'll take the lights out in the sanctuary right here, and usually don't take water in. So they'll take the lights out. They pull everything out. It's dark. Whenever you get in here in the mornings and they pull in all the lights. And what they do is they will go hide somewhere in this sanctuary. And then everybody else is on the outside. And they know, find them. They're seeking. It's like hide in the dark. Some kind of seeking. I hear screaming. I don't know. I just shut the door and do whatever in the world I'm supposed to be doing. And I just let them go. I let them go. What are they doing? They are seeking for the person that is what? Hiding. So they're looking all over, and I walk in. Sometimes I'll just do this for fun. I'll just open the door and let all the light in so that they can see, oh, there they are. And so, like, I'm passing by, and what are they doing? They are hiding, and I think the Lord sometimes says, I want you to know me more. We sing in this, right? I want to know you more. But sometimes good things are hidden. I think about gold. What is it? It's hidden. I think about pearls. What are they? They are hidden. And what do you have to do? You have to go find gold. You have to go find pearls. And sometimes I think the Lord will hide himself so that he just doesn't come to any passerby. But he says this, if you will seek me. There's a difference. Asking is making a request, and seeking is where we go after the heart of God and say, God, I want to know you more. This is not about my requests. This is not about what I need in my life. Nothing wrong with that. This is getting to know you better. I want to be like you. I want to find you. I want to know your ways. And so we are to ask. And then we are to seek, and then we are to what? Knock. So when we ask, it's request. When we seek, it is to find he who is hidden. But he is not hidden from us in a mean way. He's hidden from us in a way that says, I want to be found by you. I want you to know me. I want to be your treasure. But when we knock, somebody say knock. Now, knocking is different than asking. Asking is different than seeking. And knocking is in a way that beggars do. And I learned this from the scriptures, and as I was reading, it says that you would be looking for relief and assistance. So men should stand, and they would knock on the door. What do? They knock at the door for money, or it might be shut, but faith is the same way. We knock at the door so that it will be what? Opened unto us. So then we have this prayer, and we're knocking, and we're seeking, and we're asking. And then the Bible says that knock, and it will be open to you. So our Lord's desire is to express his nature and his consistency of prayer. He is encouraging in us that we would begin to throw this story and say, God, I want to be a person who you are looking and seek and knock in your name and according to your will. But look at verse 9. So we are looking at this, and it says, and Jesus tells a story. In verse 9, it says, "Or which one of you, if a son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who what? Ask him." So the asking and the seeking and the knocking are built on relationship. And relationship changes the way that I ask, it changes the way that I seek, and it changes the way that I knock. For example, this week, my daughter, my youngest daughter, and she hates when I use her in sermons, but she is the greatest sermon illustrator. Whenever I was writing this message on Wednesday, I had done so much, and I finally said to my oldest son, I said, lock me in the room. I just pull the lock, and I said, what you want to do is pull the lock in my office, and I don't care what y'all do in this church. Hallelujah, the angels will guard you. But I need to have one more hour to pull this sermon together and to write it. He said, okay, Mom. So he pulls the door. He locks it, and my office door is shut. You say it's shut, shut. And I'm writing the end parts of my sermon, and I'm saying, okay, God, what are you saying? What do you want to say to the people at Hope Community? At 3:00 sharp, I have a face plastered into my, I have like a little window, you know, and she's plastered her little face into my wall. And what does she do? She starts knocking. Like she's just knocking on the door. Mom! So I do the most godly thing. I just hide. I try to do that sometimes with my youngest. I'll just say, Ted, hide me. Like just don't let her know that I'm here in the room. She's a little bit crazy. And so sometimes when I'm gonna go crazy, she don't stop. She just keeps on. And she knows that I'm underneath the desk. Like literally I'm now hidden underneath the desk so my daughter doesn't see me so that I can write a sermon about asking and seeking and knocking. So she keeps on, and her little face, you know when you do the nose thing and you like push your nose up against the window? This is the kind of kid I have. So she's pushing it, and she keeps on for like 3-4 minutes. Mom, you said you were going to go and get my friend to come to Wednesday night church. Now, you know if you can move me for anything, it's because your friend is coming to Wednesday night church. And so and I'm just thinking, would you stop? And then I hear her request. It's because she wants to get her friend to come to Wednesday night church. And I had said that we could get her friend at 4, but she came knocking on the door at 3, because that's who she is. When she was young, pivotal example, we have 4 adopted kids from the Philippines. And when she was young, she was born into the orphanage. She was born right away. She went right into the orphanage. And so she was in the nursery with the young babies, like the 0 to 2-year-old kids. And so when she was in the orphanage, all the rest of the siblings were in a house with an auntie and an uncle because they were older. They could take care of themselves. But she was not. For 2 years, she spent her life in an orphanage without a mom to hug her, without a dad to tell her she loved her. And every night, those aunties would begin to pray over her. They had these women that would come in at different scheduled times, and they had a lot of babies. They had a lot of babies that were, abandoned, whatever, whatever happened. And so they had these babies, about 20 babies, like 0 to 2-year-old kids, sitting there in the orphanage, and she was one of them. And so every night they would pray over her. God, we are asking that you would send a forever family to this little girl. The problem is my little girl was attached to 3 kids, and it wasn't just cute baby. So a lot of people, when they adopt, they look for the cute baby. Like, we just want a cute baby, come home with a cute baby. And so they would be these adult families that would come into the orphanage, and they would come and they would take the cute baby, the 1-year-old, the 2-year-old. They would grab the cute baby. They would do all the stuff that they needed. I mean, this was all legal. And so they would get one for them and become their forever family. And they would put those kids, in that one child, into a van with their forever family. And y'all, my kid is so persistent. My little girl, my kids tell me, she would go into the van of the family because she knew that one day that God was going to provide for her a forever family. And they would take her and they would find her hiding underneath the seats. The family's going to the airport and she's sitting there, and they would literally take her out of the van and say, okay, I see you. God's going to provide for you, but just not yet. And this happened over and over and over and over again. And so then about that same time, about 2 years old, my husband and I, though we thought this was against God's plan, we were unable to conceive children. And so I remember weeping and crying. It's a whole story unto itself. And I was like, God, I've been faithful. I have served you. God, I don't understand. We are asking. We are knocking. God, we are seeking. You said that the door would be open unto me and to my family. And y'all, I'm believing scripture in Jesus' name according to his will. And that's where it gets a little bit different, because I didn't know that there was a little girl on the other side of the world that since her birth had been praying, God, send me a forever family. Send me someone that will take care of me. God, you will send someone that will not just take care of me and provide for me, but they're going to have to take these other 3 kids as well. And y'all, God heard that prayer from that little girl that prayed over and over again. He saw my little girl walk into a van and trying to get to a forever family. He said, if you will just wait, I am going to provide for you. If you will ask and keep on asking, if you will seek and keep on seeking, if you will knock and keep on knocking. And so whenever I saw her, and she's like 11 years old, and she's up against my door, Mom, I just want to invite somebody to church. Guess what I did. I got up out of my chair and I unlocked the door and I said, baby, let's go get the girl and get her to church. Why? Because if you would see the persistence that she has and asking Jesus, I want you to move in my life. 7 years ago today, you can play some kind of music. 7 years ago today, was it today? 23rd. This is a 7 years ago today. After processing, after asking the Lord God, we see that we can't have children, but we know that there is a girl. We didn't even know that there was a girl. We found out a little bit later. We saw pictures, and it's just a crazy story. 7 years today, as we were in the Philippines. I probably post a picture of us as we've aged. Me more than the rest. And gray hair. And 7 years ago today, on the 23rd, because we came back to this church, right? On the 23rd. We walked into the house of God in this church. We We had just built the rest of it. We had just opened up. And I remember because it was Ted's birthday the next day. And everybody's like, forgot Ted's birthday. And we brought in four kids into this room. We walked them through the doors, didn't know English. They just looked at us. We sat them all four down and we said, we're going to practice worship. You don't have to go to kids' church today because, I mean, you don't even know how to speak English. Why? Because there was someone on the other side of the globe that said, I am going to believe God. I'm going to ask and keep on asking. I'm going to knock and keep on knocking. I'm going to seek and keep on seeking because I believe that I'm God's kid. Did you read it in verse 9? Which one of you, if a son asks you for bread, will give him a stone? God's not a mean father. If he asks for a fish, who's going to give him a serpent? If then you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much will your Father who is in heaven give good things? Somebody say good things. Father, see, some of you in the room have been traumatized by fathers who were absent, abandoned. They didn't take care of you. And you think that your father is like that in heaven. But Jesus said, no, I'm going to flip that around. I'm coming to give you good things. It might not be what I wanted. I wanted kids. I thought that, Lord, that's definitely your plan. But he said, no. When you pray in my name and you ask my will to be done, guys, I can't even begin to tell you how much our kids fit into who we are. Like all four of my kids, I'm, by my college definition, I am a band director. I love music, and all four of my kids just incredibly blessed with musical skills. God has just put us together and knitted us together. I have kid horrors, like just normal stories, but I don't have horror stories. Why? Because God said it's going to be a good thing. When he answers your prayer, when you ask and you keep on asking, when you seek and keep on seeking, when you knock, and you do that according to his will and in his name, the Bible says it's a good thing. Because I want to encourage you this morning that your God loves you, that your God sees you. Some of us, we think God doesn't see us. And here's God, and he says, I see you. And Psalm 25 and verse 4 through 5, our VBS verse of the year for me is, make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me. For you are my God and my salvation. For you I wait all day long. The best way is to know him. The best way is to seek him. The best way is to knock and keep on knocking and say, God, I want your kingdom to be done right here on earth as it is in heaven. And he loves you this morning. All across this building this morning, I'm a youth pastor, y'all know that, and I work with the teens here, and I have these cards, and I think next Sunday we pray together at 6:30. It's a shameless plug, y'all need to come, because sometimes we won't ask. Well, God knows, but then why would he say ask if he wants to hear the voice of his kids? Sometimes my kids just need to ask and say, okay, what do you need? I don't know, but he knows, and these are our ask cards. These are our seek cards, our knock cards. These are cards, and you can do it right now. We can just, if you want to time, if you're just like, God, I know what it is. And what we're going to do this week and what we're going to do next week is we're going to have you write these. You can bring them back next Sunday. And we're going to put them, and if it's too crazy and just all the over the top, just be careful what you write. But just be honest before the Lord, and you can put these in the baskets. You can put, got to come to altar. And next Sunday night, we're going to pray for you, and we're going to believe God. Now, you got to come too, because the asking is for you. My little daughter, she's praying, but we're praying. We're all praying God's will. But these are cards like, God, I have this request, and I'm going to ask you. God, I'm going to keep on asking you according to your will. God, I have this seeking that I have in my heart. God, I have this knocking, and God, I need the windows, the door of heaven to be opened up over my life. And we're just going to believe that as you write this, that God sees, he hears, he's a good father, he loves you, and he gives good things to those who ask him. Can we pray together? If you want to do that right now, that's super cool. If you want to just take it home and just write, like, you know, the front and the back, if you want to bring two papers, three papers, y'all, we're committed in these next 2 weeks. We're going to spend time in prayer as a staff. We're going to pray tomorrow morning, and we're fasting tomorrow. Join in with us. We fast on Mondays. Just join in and begin to ask and seek and knocking, because I want to let you know, God doesn't play favorites. He loves you equally. He hears you equally. That was the good news that Matthew was writing about. Everyone gets access to his presence. Can we pray? Lord Jesus, God, so thankful that you are a God not who hears us. God, you are a God who is not far away. And God, today, we're just so encouraged that, God, that you give good things, the Bible says, to those who ask. God, I pray that you would stir up a seeking inside of us, that we would desire you, that we would find you like a lost treasure or like a piece of gold, Lord, that we would just spend time teaching on your presence, Lord God, learning under your authority, God. And I thank you, God, that we will continue to knock, knowing that we serve a Father who takes care of his kids. God, you take care of us, and we're thankful. So God, as we write on these cards in faith, God, as we believe in these next 2 weeks in prayer at this church, Lord God, oh God, that you would speak to us, that you would encourage us, and God, that you would answer, because only you can do that. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen, amen. We're going to throw up the lights a little bit so you can write. If you need to go home, we completely understand. Grab some 25-cent cookies. If you want to put them in the baskets, you can. They're right here. And then and just bring them next week.